Thank you for holding. Is this William?
Yes.
Hey, William. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Does everybody call you Will?
Yeah, Will. You can call me Will.
I like Will. Will's cool. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing, but before I start throwing numbers at you, did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
So you guys are just a marketing company that's going to get me to the top of Google. Where are you guys based out of?
We're based out of Fountain Valley, California. We're called Local Splash. I highly recommend you look us up. We're right next to Google. We're a premier Google partner, so we're not just some marketing company. We're actually a partner of Google.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're the highest accredited Google partner in the country, so we actually submit more businesses and verify more businesses on the Google search engine than any company in the country. And then obviously for the world, for that matter, since Google is the number one search engine in the world, and it's all based over here in Southern California.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know you were going over the first page placement with her. There's different types of first page placement, so I want to be very clear. When you do the search in your area, you'll see the guys at the very top. They'll say Google guarantee. That's not what we're talking about. Those guys are doing pay per lead. Just under that, you'll see a sponsored section with a little ad next to it. And those guys are doing pay-per-click, so that's also not what we're talking about. That's also known as Google Ads. So this is a Google Places placement. Those are the three guys that show up right next to the map there.
Nice. Okay. Installation.
Mm-hmm. And these guys, they don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's just a flat monthly rate. You're not limited on the amount of leads. The customers could just call you directly right off the first page.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. So the only two right now in my area, and I am actually familiar with one of them,
mm-hmm.
is American Insulation and Insulation Masters. The rest are like pest control companies.
Insulation and American are doing Google Guarantee, ironically.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Google Guarantee. So that's different from what I'm doing.
Yeah, you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the map, and you'll see, like, Koala.
Okay, oh, now I see Green, Koala, American, okay.
Yeah, you'll be one of those guys. The Insulation Masters and American Insulation, like, we could get you to Google Guarantee. Usually what they do is they start with a local campaign, and then they go until they get 5 verified reviews on their Google business profile. And then once you have that, then we could do the background check for you, and then we can enroll you in Google Guarantee if you're interested in actually paying per lead. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I see it right here.
Yeah, but the guys down here next to the map, they're not getting charged on a per lead basis, like Insulation Masters or American Insulation. So if you're a newer company that's just getting started, that's going to be ideal for you. Just try to get as much exposure. Make sure when people are looking up insulation or any of your services that they're seeing your guys' name in that conversation.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you could cover up to a 40-mile radius, and we list you for 15 keywords. So if you want to shrink it or customize the radius, you'll have the ability to do so in what's called a client interview. Everybody goes through the client interview when we're customizing their campaign. But the maximum is usually the 40-mile radius.
Nice. All right.
Okay. Which should be fine, right? Tara put in the notes here. It's like Broward County or about 30 minutes as far north as Boca.
Yeah. 40-mile radius should be good.
Okay. Yeah. They'll definitely be able to hit all your key points with that. And then you already have your own website built, right?
Yeah, we're, still kind of a work in process, but yes, we do have a website.
Okay. And she said it's veteran-owned and operated?
That is correct, my brother.
Okay. What branch was he in, if you don't mind me asking?
He was in the Coast Guard.
Nice. Okay. All right. So we'll go ahead and approve that. He's the partner, right? He's affiliated with the business? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it just you guys, or do you have a crew that'll be able to help you?
Oh, we have a crew, yeah. So we hire people that, so me and my brother handle, like, bringing the truck over, putting the bags in the machine. We do blow-in insulation, and we also do removal. And then we really just need, like, one person going in the attic. So it's really about a crew of three right now. But, yeah.
Okay, what do you think is, like, your maximum capacity over the course of, like, a week?
How many jobs can we do in a week? Let me see. Right now,
that's a hard number.
Doesn't have to be a hard number. I would say anywhere between three and five. I'll play it safe and say three.
Okay.
For now.
Okay. So usually it might take like a day and a half, 2 days sometimes.
No, not the job. It's just, okay, so right now we have a truck, like, completely filled with bags of insulation. That could probably do, like, five jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd have to go back up to our supplier in Tampa and get more.
Reload.
So,
got
it. Technically, we could do, like, four or five, but that'd be kind of a tight schedule, because then that weekend we'd have to go up to
Tampa, right?
Tampa, and also what we're learning is, especially, like, north of Fort Lauderdale and a lot of areas in Broward, just north of us in Tamarack, there's a lot of HOAs that won't let us do the job unless it's on the weekend. So there's also that constraint. Even if I can do a job every single day, their association won't let us unless it's on the weekend. And on a weekend, we can't do five jobs in a weekend. So maybe two or three.
Gotcha. So you're only looking to go up to Tampa maybe like once a week at most, right? You don't want to go there.
Oh yeah, at most for now.
Okay, that's understandable. Okay, so I think you guys will be a good fit. Let me see what kind of volume these guys are dealing with, because I know the search volume is high for insulation. But okay, Compass is getting four calls a day. So, I mean, you don't have to go out to every single person that calls you, though. You know, you could cherry pick through them. So, I think that'd be fine. That's just for a couple of insulation keywords, though. They're not really focused on much else. You do commercial as well, too, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, I think this would be fine. You having the website and then the veterans discount's really going to help a lot. And there's also a new in business credit that I could apply to. It's going to make it a lot more affordable for you guys. I see here you're doing Home Advisor by Angie, so do you guys like that service?
To be honest, it hasn't been great so far. We've only been using it for like a couple weeks, though. It does bring us leads, but it's a bunch of people that are just like, they have no time frame on when they want it done. So there's like no urgency.
Yeah, there's no rush.
Yeah,
well, they're also getting quoted a lot. Like, have you, you did that search, right, where I was showing you the Google Places section on Google?
Right.
If you scroll down a little further, you'll actually see Angie's is on Google. It says, like, top 10 best insulation pros. And so what they do is, like, if somebody clicks on that listing, they fill out a form, and then they text that lead to, like, three or four of the 10 guys on the list. So you're buying a lead that's kind of going to, like, multiple people. You're bidding against them, basically, for the jobs.
Gotcha.
Yeah. With this, it would cut out your middleman. So you'd be listed independently up there. The customers can call you live. You don't have the third party, and you don't have to worry about calls going to three or four other people. I mean, they might still call somebody else, but you got a live human being versus a lead you got to try to call back or chase down, and then you don't have the lead fee associated with every single one of them.
Yeah,
so you're not limited. You know, if you have like a $500 budget and they're charging you $40-$50 a lead, you're going to burn through that in like 10 to 12 phone calls. You know, with this, you're not limited, so, and it's not going to cost you $500. I sent you a text message here, just so you could see all the packaging and pricing structures. The major benefit to you, though, is that we even have a spot open. Usually when these spots open up, Koala kind of jumps all over them pretty quick, but Google's told us to hold off on allowing them to solicit any more space and try to look for an independent contractor.
Yeah, this link, it's not really letting me look at anything.
Oh. Here, let me resend it to you. It's just our pricing page. It should... Oh, I accidentally sent it to you twice, actually. It's in there twice already.
It, like, doesn't let me scroll down.
Huh. That's
okay,
odd.
Now it is.
Oh, maybe it's just loading up for a second. Might be because we're on the phone. You're going to see some big numbers there initially. Those are the premier packages with Google Ads, so disregard those ones as you're scrolling down. If you go a little further down the page, you'll start to see the local SEO plus Facebook Ads campaigns, and that's what you would be looking at.
Okay, so which one is it that we're looking at?
So the Platinum packages are most popular for businesses that are just getting started. It'll cover all your bases online. So it's not just the Google Places placement. I mean, it's all Google's trusted directories and search engines like Bing and the Amazon Alexa platform, the Apple Safari platform. So that's our most popular. That's kind of like a one-stop shop where it's like, okay, my marketing is handled. I don't need this. Hire a bunch of people, and it comes with an app so you could oversee it all. But what I was thinking I could do is I could put you on the Platinum, right? But you guys have like this new in business credit that I could apply, the veterans discount, and then I could waive the fees affiliated with the site. I could get the pricing on a Platinum down to the essential rate of just $299.
Okay. So the Platinum right here, it's the one that says most popular. Google Places, Bing Local, SEO. You said there's an app for it?
Yes. Yeah, we have an app. If you go to App Store, it's just Local Splash.
Okay. And it's $299 a month and a $299 setup. Oh, you're saying there's going to be no setup fee. It's only $299 a month.
Right. So out the door today, you get full Platinum package bundle and service for just $299. And then we go month to month. You don't have to commit to anything long term. So it's going to be performance-based. We want to get in there and make sure it's working for you so that way you don't have a problem continuing to use us each month.
I'm gonna place you on hold real quick and make that call to my brother. Just I want to get that out of the way now. But sounds
okay.
Great to me. We're paying $350 a month for Angie's right now. And
okay.
We've gone to like one or two consultations. So, yeah, definitely interested.
If you guys are going to compare it, William, I'm telling you, side by side, the first month, it'll blow it out of the water. You and your brother will have a long-term marketing solution in your hands.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Hey, this is Jonathan. I'm partners with Will. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. My name's John as well.
Oh, John, perfect.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. So, I'm looking over the Platinum.
Yes, sir.
So, mm-hmm. Would you guys be rebuilding the website?
It's a custom website design. What we like to do, if you guys already have a site and you want it remodeled, we like to use the same domain just in case it's been on like a business card or a decal anywhere. We want those past people to be able to look up that domain and still see the site and see that it's still valid. So it is fully customized, fully remodeled site. We tailor it to your guys' specifics on what you envision representing your company. But if you do need a whole new domain, we could also do that from scratch too.
Okay, so we use the old domain and we redo the website because it says like landing page, stuff like that?
Yeah, that would be the preferred method if you want to change
right.
the site. But we could always use what you have if you like it. If not, then we rebuild on that domain. If you don't want to use that domain or you're having a problem with the people you bought the domain from, we're partnered with Google. We can get you a google.com. Site and we could build on that and get that going.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not really worried about the domain too much. But I do think, I mean, you've seen our website, right?
I looked at it briefly and then I hopped off of it. We got kind of wrapped up in the details, but here, I'll pull it back up. Coolshield.net. Did you build this?
Yep. I did.
Was the .com not available? Like the coolshield.com?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. That we do something to get on, change it to a .com URL?
I mean, we could look for it, or maybe like a coolshieldfl.com, so that way it's a .com rather than a .net. But either way, like on your Google business profile that we create and verify and have posted on the first page, they're not actually seeing the domain name. It's just a little globe that says website. If they click on it, it'll auto-navigate them to that domain name.
Gotcha, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the site's pretty simple, though. I mean, we'll definitely be able to give it a huge boost.
Yeah. I mean, I built that myself. I'm not, like, a software engineer or anything like that. I didn't really – I haven't done a lot of stuff like that. So, I mean, I think that I've already got a couple opinions from people who think it needs to be changed and improved in a bunch of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah, my site's part of the service, but the most important thing in this conversation is the first page placement. Cause like, I could put you on the first page of Google, and I've done this before, where guys, they're like adamant about not having a website. You know, you get these old guys, they're just like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
And they still make money. It, like, people will still call them on a regular basis. But if you have the fanciest website in the world and it's not on that first page, it's not going to do you any good. So it's really the placement that's of value here. The site is just an added incentive we would do for you to make sure you guys look good up there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my partner Will mentioned that you guys do the whole Google business profile and stuff like that.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So if we were to move forward and then for whatever reason we stopped paying them monthly and we just paid like we did the setup and we paid monthly for like however many months and then we decided to stop. Would that be taken down or would that stay with us?
No. Yeah, we don't take your Google business profile down. You guys will keep that for as long as you own the business. You actually maintain ownership of it. We just and create it and then we're added as manager to it so we can keep you on the first page. But if you leave, we release all of it to you. So it's just yours and then you won't see yourself on the first page anymore. So the calls will slow down a bit.
Right. So we're not going to be getting... on the first page, we won't be getting like the SEO and stuff like that, but as far as our online presence, we'll still be there, but we just won't be at the top.
Correct. Yeah, we won't delete anything, and people will still be able to go look up Cool Shield, see all your reviews and everything, the Google business profile, the site, it'll still be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 1 second.
Okay.
All right, John, I think we're ready to move forward. What was that final price you said for the Platinum?
It's going to be $299.
All right.
All right, well,
I can tell you a information over the phone.
Yeah, I'm going to create the account with you right now.
Okay, perfect.
All right, what's your last name, Will?
Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y.
Okay, and that's Jonathan's last name as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm going to add him as the partner slash co-owner. What's his phone number?
Will's 954.
954.
857.
857.
1202.
1202. Oh, am I still talking to John or is this Will? You guys kind of sound alike.
Yeah, this is John. I can grab Will if you...
Okay. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. So I had him as the primary on the account because that's who I initially talked to. And then I added you, John, so you have full access to everything as well.
Great. Will's here now, too, if you want to speak with him.
Okay. Hi, Will. I just want to make sure you guys are both involved moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going to be the primary line of contact for the business?
I'll put my brother's phone number, 954-464-0456.
Okay, 464-0456?
Yep.
Okay. And that's for the best number for the customers to contact you to?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then I'll add the 1202 number as just like the cell phone for us to communicate with in case we need to send off a text message or something. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, so John's the primary point of contact for the customer, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, all right. And then what's your guys' business email address where I could send everything in writing?
CoolShieldFL@gmail.
CoolShieldFL@gmail.com. Now, John, did you say you wanted us to look for the whole new domain or just use the domain that you have?
I mean, we don't have that many. Like, we really have is, like, a few business cards with that current domain.
Okay.
You can find, like, CoolShieldFL.com or something with .philly and installation in it, that keyword in the URL. I think that would help us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I got you. My site needed wants ending in .com. Okay. Just going to notate that because there's going to – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I also want – I want to put, like, insulation somewhere in that domain for that.
That's a given. That's a given. We do all the SEO content creation as a Google partner, so the site's going to be compatible. Yeah, that's easy. Okay, where was I? Okay, so Google's going to send you guys this pin in the mail, right? It's called a pin verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there kind of indicating where the business is. Now, I don't have to display your address if you do business from home, but I do got to send that pin to you as a part of the verification process. So what's the street address that I could send that to?
8074.
8074.
Cottonwood Circle.
Cottonwood Circle.
Cottonwood, like B-U-T-T-O-N.
Oh, Buttonwood. Got it.
Yeah.
Buttonwood Circle. Got it, Tamarack. And 33321, right?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. And then you want that address hidden or displayed?
That's a good question. 1 second.
Okay.
Hey, John, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So, we have, that's currently like the house we're staying at, we live at. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I just gave you. We also work in an office building for the tax job my brother mentioned.
Yeah.
Down the road, it's in an office park. We,
yeah.
That again, that belongs to the my brother's tax company.
Yeah.
But we use that for like parking our trucks and stuff like that. Like we're very close with the people there. We do like work out of that property a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be, in your opinion, better to do the address there so that we can have, so it's listed as like an office park instead of just a house and a residential neighborhood?
Not at all. Not at all. I think, it's better to just do the residence, especially because you guys are in an industry where you're going to them. And then also if Google wants to do like a video verification, it should be a lot easier. Also, like if that address is registered to another business at some point, then they'll suspend your listing because it looks like there's two businesses with the same address, like doing business in the same building. So, just to avoid all of those discrepancies, I think using the residence would be the best, and then we just hide it so that way they don't have the ability to get turn-by-turn directions or go to you. They'll just have to call you guys out to them.
Okay, let's do that, man, if that's what you think is best.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be the best way. So I'll just go ahead and hide it for you, though, so that way you don't have to worry about anybody showing up at your residence.
Perfect.
Okay. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Do like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. Do you go Monday through Friday or do you guys work the weekends too?
Monday through Friday plus Saturdays.
Okay. So Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and then Sunday by appointment only or closed?
By appointment only.
By appointment only.
Okay. I like that. That way they could still call you, but if you guys just want to push them out till the next day, you know, you could always do that.
Yeah.
All right. And then you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Cash and card? Yeah, I think. 1 second.
Okay.
Right now it's only cash or check, and we're working on getting card soon.
Okay.
And Zelle.
And Zelle, okay. All right, so I have your business profile created. Before I gather any kind of payment from you guys to secure the position, I do want to schedule a client interview. I mentioned this briefly to Will earlier in the call, but the client interview, you're going to sit down with our technicians on the back end. They're the ones who actually will be doing the programming, building your website. And so they're going to want to go over like all the services that you're listed for, the areas that you guys want to target. It could cover up to 40 miles. I kind of already went over the service area with Will, but we want to pick your guys' brain in case there's like areas you don't want to go to. And we want to make sure you're listed for the right things so that the calls that are coming in are actually qualified opportunities and not wasting your time. What do you guys think would be the best time to do that interview?
Two or three hours. So.
Tomorrow morning?
It's in-person
interview? No, it's over the phone. But it usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. We ask for that hour in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. So we usually schedule it within a full hour window. We have like 4 to 5, 5 to 6 this afternoon. Could do tomorrow as well, anytime between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m.
5 this afternoon or tomorrow.
I guess we can shoot for 5, but I have a busy day. I got a shot tomorrow. What's the times tomorrow? What are the times tomorrow, John?
Anytime between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
10 a.m.
We'll do 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay, I'm gonna schedule it between 10 and 11. I'm gonna send a text message to Will's phone 1 hour before, just as a heads up reminder there.
Good.
All right. And you guys will get a calendar invitation to your business email address that we have on file as well.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, John.
Of course. And then I'll introduce you to that technician so that way it's not just like complete strangers. I mean, unless I'm completely tied up on something, then they'll just call you directly. But I like to introduce you guys to them so that way you know you got the right people.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we will be waiting 10 a.m. to get that client interview. Looking forward to it.
All right. And then the last thing we got to do, you guys, is secure that first month's payment. When this payment goes through, you're going to receive a full outline of the agreement in writing for you to sign off on. And then you're also going to receive the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system for our app. So that way you guys can both download that, keep track of everything. And then they'll also have a Google verification form. So Google will ask for some information from you guys to send in. So that way they could verify the listing. So in terms of securing your first month payment of the $299, how did you guys want to do that?
Oh, we can do that on a card.
Okay. Now, is this under Will or Jonathan?
It's under the company.
Okay, so it says Cool Shield on it?
Yeah.
No, it says our LLC on it. Just give me one sec. We'll pull it up.
Yeah, I want to make sure it matches up because this is considered a business expense, so you guys will be able to write it off if it has the proper business information on the invoice.
Yeah, the LLC that owns Cool Shield, that's what's on the card. It's two brothers. Let me just get it pulled up.
Okay.
I think it's Two Brothers Financial LLC is the name, and actually my name is on there. So my middle name is Levi. I go by that as well. So the name on the card is Levi Hardy, and underneath it says Two Brothers Financial LLC.
Okay. And then is the billing address for this card the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification letter to?
I believe so, yes. There wouldn't be any other address.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right, so it's going to be 4246.
4246.
3154.
3154.
1442.
1442.
5478.
5478. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date is 0729.
07 of 29, and then 3-digit code on the back.
571.
571. Okay. Go ahead and update. All right. And then before I can authorize any transaction with your business today, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything during the voice verification recording that you guys don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your company today.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. All right, gentlemen, you guys are on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. These calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Cool Shield Insulation.
Thank you. And can you please state your full names and titles within the company?
William Hardy, President.
Jonathan Hardy, Partner.
Okay. And are you guys authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And are you both authorized users on the billing of the account that was provided today?
Sorry, what was that?
Are you both authorized users on the billing of the account that was provided today?
I don't understand what that means. Users on what account?
The card that you gave me. It's your card, right? It's not somebody else's card.
Yeah.
That's the layman's terms way of saying it, you know? You're not giving me somebody else's card, are you?
No.
Okay. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, where'd it go? The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us. Actually, here, I'm going to run this by you guys. Is John and Will, you guys are both on the call, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have to jump on these, but I'm just going to throw them out there just because of like the new in business credit, the veterans discount, and the, I waived all the fees affiliated with the site, even though we're still going to build it. They're telling me that I can put you guys on a really discounted package that'll actually save you guys money, but they're prepay options. So it's like, if you do 3 months as a prepay, they'll do it for $700. That'll actually save you guys $200 over the next 3 months. They have a 6 month prepay you could do for $1,300, and they have a year prepay you could do for $2,500 with the current discounted pricing structure and model that you have. So it'll actually save you money even further than what I've already got you down to for that platinum bundle. Did you guys want to capitalize on any of those?
1 second.
Okay.
Hey, John, would that discount still be available after 1 month? Can we, like, do 1 month, like, put our foot in the water, and then if it works out, can we close on the 3 months down the line, or is this, like, a one-time offer?
Yeah, usually I would be the one that's initiating that, so it's usually at point of sale that they would initiate that.
Okay, so, like, so then this is, like, a one-time thing, like, we can't...
Yeah, because at that point, it changes from a month to month to, like, now you did something with an actual contractual agreement over a period of time. So it's different. Like, I would have the agreement that I would send you now would be different from the month-to-month agreement that gets sent to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it turns into an actual contract instead of just, like, a month-to-month subscription terms, here's an outline of what we're providing 1 month at a time. This is actually like contractually obligated over a period of time. So the contract itself would turn into a contract, the service agreement. So I'd have to initiate that at point of sale.
All right, John. I think we're just going to go with the month for now.
Okay. You just want to go month to month. A lot of guys do month to month. Either way, you guys got a crazy deal. Like the platinum package is usually $599, and I cut it in half for you guys with a new in business credit. And then Will said you were in the Coast Guard, so I approved a veterans discount too to get your rate reduced.
If you do 3 months, does it build all at once or month by month still?
No, when you do the 3 months, it's like $700 up front. So it would run for $700 now, but it would cover you up until the end of August.
Okay, 1 second.
but we don't know.
If we sign up for a month, is it like a is it automatically recurring, or do we have to like manually call you to pay for the next month?
No, yeah, we would set it up to automatically renew. It says that right here on this subscription
unless
term.
Unless we called the
Yeah, you'd have to call us before the next billing is due, so we could stop it from automatically charging you. You still with me?
Yeah, we're still with you. We're just
okay.
Talking about it.
Oh, so take your time. Work it out, you guys.
Yeah, to be honest, we really liked the 3 months. The thing is, we just don't know how effective this marketing campaign is going to be, and we don't want to commit to that.
It's Google, you guys. I mean, think
yeah.
about it. Like, how are you going to find an installation contractor or anything, really? You're more likely to Google it than anything else, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. 1 second.
Yeah.
All right, John, we're going to do the 1 month for now.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be a good choice. But what I can do, too, I actually was just talking to one of my executives here. I was messaging her, and she was telling me, like, if you guys call into me directly, she'll let me, like, rearrange your agreement. So if you're stressed out about, like, missing out on the prepay option, she said just, have you guys call me directly, and then she'll allow me to get in there, and we can amend the service agreement for you guys and do the contract.
Okay, great. What's your direct line?
I'm texting it to you right now.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's going through to the 1202. I believe that's Will.
Okay, great.
Got it?
Yep.
All right. All right, so back to the voice verification. So the initial term of your service agreement is going to be 1 month. We still are going to recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up with us, but it is going to be month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 21st, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a full platinum package bundle. We've included the website for you at no additional cost. And I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the package and pricing structure. So when the term is completed, your agreement will be set to automatically renew each month on the 21st day, but it's going to remain in this discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. And then it says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due or before the 21st day of the month so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you guys agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment. When this goes through, you're going to receive those 3 text messages and emails that we talked about. It'll have the username and password for your app and tracking system. It'll have the full outline of the agreement in writing for you to sign off on. It should come across under Will, just because I spoke to Will first. He's like the primary name on the account. And then, and it's also the name on the card. It might come across as Levi, the way I have it in the billing, but you just want to make sure you sign off on that properly. And then there'll be a text for a Google verification. So any required documents by the state, they're going to request. Florida's pretty lenient about things. But, you know, obviously try to proceed with your own caution. Like maybe you're not required to have insurance, but I still recommend you get it just to protect yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, we already have liability insurance and all that sorted.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, they'll ask for that, and then they'll add it to the Google business profile when they're doing verification, so that way the customers know you have it too.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
And you sent that through text, right?
Yep, it's all going to come through via text.
Okay, great. 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, I got the text. Give me a second just to look over all this, and I'll send it back to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys can actually take your time with that, because remember, we got the client interview, too, tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so whenever you're ready to sign off on it, you'll sign off and hit confirm, and then it'll send us the notification, and then for the client interview tomorrow, they'll go ahead and jump on with you, start walking you through the rest of it, the setup. Unless you have, like, some major questions on there, but I can definitely answer those for you, too.
So I'm seeing here a bunch of offboarding fees.
Yeah, that's if you cancel but wanted to keep something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And how much are all those fees in total? Because I'm seeing a couple that are saying $9.99 or $99 and then $199.
If it's applicable to you guys. So if there's a little asterisk, it's like only if this applies to you. So each one has a different thing. Like, for example, let's say like the website, right? You guys, we get you a whole new domain. We build the website for you. You say, hey, I want to cancel the service, but I want to keep that domain and I want to keep your guys' hosting of the website for us. So that way we could continue to use it. It's like $99, they'll say, for the domain, and then it's like $49.99 for the hosting. Or you could get a different host if you want. That's just if you want to keep our services there. So they give you full disclosure on it. But while you're using our services, we don't charge you for any of that.
Right, right, of course. It's only an offboarding thing, right?
Yeah, it's only an offboarding thing. This is like, okay, if you cancel but you want to keep that and we spend extra money on getting that, then, okay, we'll gather it on the back end on the way out.
Okay.
Yeah, but you guys aren't going to want to cancel. Like I told you earlier, you know, you and your brother, if you guys are doing Home Advisor by Angie's, those guys are gathering leads off the internet and just reselling them to you for a fee. We're going to put you guys on the first page of Google, Bing, you know, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa. I mean, you got like 10 different ways, the Apple Safari search engine, and you're not paying a lead fee for these leads. The customers are able to call you direct. So should be a long-term solution. I mean, if you guys are making money, I don't see why you'd ever leave it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. At least we're on the same page there. $299 should be pretty easy to offset, too, with the kind of work that you guys do. So, you know, if there's guys doing it at $599, then we should have no problem working together long term.
Yeah, I agree. I think we got a great rate. Thank you, John.
Yeah, I tried to cover all the bases there and set us up for the long haul. You know, even though it's month to month, our real goal is to build a relationship with you guys and work with you long term.
Absolutely, John. We definitely got to get your contact info as well. If
yeah, I
sent so
it.
Just
it's
to
in
clarify.
There. Will's got it.
Awesome. Sweet. Mm-hmm. This is Will, by the way. So
oh, hey.
When it renews,
I can't tell you guys apart.
Not,
every month, yeah. Yeah, you'll keep that deal every month. So that'll never go up or change on you. That's in writing in there, too. So say, like, reoccurring thereafter at $299?
Yep.
Yep.
We're just trying to sign it at the end, and it's giving us some trouble. The thing won't.
If you're on a mobile device, I think you got to turn it sideways. It's been happening over the past couple of weeks with the new businesses.
Yep, you're right. There it goes.
Yeah. Weird. And then we have an app. You'll both be able to access the app. If you go to Local Splash in the App Store, you could both have that on your phone and then use the same username and password, and that'll have everything for Cool Shield Insulation in there. So that way, like, you'll be able to see, like, where the leads came from. You could hear each other, like, answering the phone calls. You'll have, like, a CRM in there, basically. So let's say you, like, run into a client or a client calls you back from 3 months ago. You don't remember the guy. You can go into the app, and it'll have all that information, those phone calls and what you guys did. So it'll help you kind of keep track of everything, not just to show, like, what we're bringing in for you, but just so that you're not getting lost in the ruckus of it all.
Yeah, great. I've used CRMs before with our other business, and yeah, it's very important. I appreciate that.
Super helpful, yeah. Especially if you guys are missing leads or like missing calls, you could always go in there, gather them. You could even request reviews too. Once we have your Google business profile up and running and verified, when you guys are finishing jobs, you could send them that little text message with a link to your Google business profile. They could put the star rating and write a review, and we can start building up your reputation that way. You could even send that to people you've worked with in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. That's perfect.
Get your Google reviews going. But as it stands right now, looks like we're good to go, unless you guys have any other questions, comments, or concerns.
Nope. Sounds good.
All right.
I'm just logging in now to the app.
It's going to be pretty blank until we get everything going, but it's good to get familiar with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, your direct number
mm-hmm.
so that we can call you, and then we have the client call tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, I sent you a calendar invitation between 10 and 11 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, and then we're also going to send off a text to Will at 9 a.m., just as a reminder, too.
All right, perfect.
Forget. Okay, and we have 24/7 customer service too, you guys. So if it's after hours, same phone number. It's attached to every text and email. You just hit the number 1 as the extension. It'll get you a live operator.
Sweet. Thank you so much, John. And we're looking forward to the call tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you for signing up, you guys. Welcome aboard. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Thanks. All right,
boys.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.